Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
What an a-hole.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And Slam and Sam, who has been with a bunch of dudes.
Tons.
Sam Phillips, everybody.
Thank you.
In Penthouse.
June of 1993.
And did a little modeling. And
tons of modeling.
So you know how to keep a sexual relationship fresh. And you said that you recommend to people who are married, maybe, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, when you get that 7-year itch, to do some things like role playing. Is that right?
It's fantastic. It keeps the spice alive in your relationship. Because
now,
how
does that happen? Give us an example of role playing.
Okay. If we were married,
right,
I'd play program director, and you're my on-air talent. So I would have you do a whole bunch of things.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I had to do with Jack to get this job?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, same but thing? I'd make you do worse things.
Yeah. but that's pretty cool. Now,
Or like a teacher-student.
Right, then you have a secret word when it goes too far?
Yeah. Yeah, the safe word.
Yeah, have you done that? Have you done teacher-student?
Yes, of course. Well, because, you know, I have glasses and the hair.
Right,
up
you're
the bun.
Teacher.
Hell yeah.
And your student, is that pretty hot?
It's very steamy.
Or after a while, you're like...
Sometimes I'll pull out a ruler.
You know what
you
should
get out a blackboard.
Is really F the guy over and give like just a 1-hour long...
dissertation.
Dissertation on, you know, on like Afghanistan or something. And then the bell rings and he's got to leave.
And he's waiting for action. No, you get a lesson, buddy.
Yeah. It's taking it too far.
Not that kind of role
play. The apartment manager, tenant. And you're just like, hey, where's the rent? And he's like, I don't have the rent. And you're like, actually, you know, you give the sheriff and throw his ass out.
No. Because then you say you don't have the rent. Well, take care of me, buddy, and I'll let you slide on this month.
All right, gang. Does this role playing, does anybody do this, or is it just too goofy? You know, it's something you're like, Christ, I don't think I could pull off. Mostly women like to do this. Guys don't bring it up a lot, do they?
I don't think this is a natural inclination that guys have is to role play. I think it's more of a chick thing.
Well, let's see if some of our audience does it. Who knows? Maybe somebody's got an interesting story that, you know, some guy can enjoy himself to, if you know what I mean.
What was the last thing that you pretended to be?
I'll tell you here in a second. Okay. It was great, though. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. My wife said to me last year, she said, hey, we should spice up the relationship. And I said, well, what do you want to do?
Wow, that sounds really thrilling. You had a lot of energy there. What do you want to do? Boy, I feel like I'm in your marriage. I'm right there, buddy.
What do you want to do? Go to Busch Gardens, take the tour of the Budweiser
Wow, that sounds so sexy.
Plant, I'm in. Maybe go to the racetrack? No, but she said, why don't we do this? Why don't she'll wear a blonde wig, ooh, wear a dress, get all dressed up to the nines, and I'll go into a bar before her. She'll come into the bar. We'll pretend not to know each other. And then we'll hook up. We'll pick up on each other.
I think that's hot.
And go back home.
Now, did you do it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I go into the bar. And I'm talking to these two chicks. And she comes up and taps me on the shoulder. And she goes, what the hell are you doing? I go, who do they have for you?
Well,
no,
that's actually
a Robert Schimmel joke.
Oh, really? I love
yeah,
him.
Robert Schimmel's great. But no, I don't know with the role playing. I don't know if you have a script or if you just ad-lib.
You wing it.
But then you got to be a decent actor, though.
Improvisation.
Huh? Or a decent improv actor.
It's kind of like talking dirty. You have to commit. You have to throw yourself into it. You can't second guess.
All right. So when you do the teacher student, why are you teaching in your apartment?
Does that ever come up? You have to make up a situation.
You know, like
I'm homeschooling you.
Oh, and then you come over as the school teacher.
Yes.
And you start giving him the lesson.
Yeah, and then he's not behaving, so I make him take off all of his clothes and stand in a corner.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
And what does he do in the corner? He just sits there and stares at you?
Yeah, he's got to put his face into the corner, and then I put a dunce hat on him.
Oh, Babu.
Yeah. And if he's good, I let him turn around and look at me.
Babu.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's really fun for me, not so much fun for him.
Yeah. And there's no, and you're single, right?
Clearly.
All right. But I don't know if guys are into that. I don't know if guys are into the whole
listen,
move.
If the chick's not putting out and she makes a suggestion, babe, let's role play, and a guy's not getting any, he'll say yes to anything. Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Everybody calm down. All right. Are you into this role playing? To spice up the relationship. Does it work? Or do you just feel like a giant a-hole? And you feel even worse.
I think it's hot.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips joins us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
Look at you.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Excuse me.
God bless.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
What the hell I ate today? Oh, buffalo wings.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Oh, buffalo. Gonna die. All right, role-playing. Sam Phillips endorses it, says it makes the relationship young again.
Spicy. Spices it up.
Man. There you go. Let's see if any of the callers are into this. How about Jane on the 101? Jane, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, baby?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful. I'm
all
a huge
right.
fan of both of you.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks,
thank
Jane.
You. And how old are you?
I'm 25.
25, okay. And are you into role-playing? Are you your husband? Are you married? What do you got going?
Yeah, I've got a boyfriend, and we're both really into it. It's something that we find to be a lot of fun.
All right. And how did it start? Did you introduce it? He introduced it?
It kind of came from both of us.
It's
both
mutual.
Of us went to
I love
met
that
each other.
Comment.
Yeah,
it's
it was
mutual.
Good. It's like a...
Like both of you guys at the same time go, how about role-playing?
It was pretty much simultaneous. It was good.
That's what it, this is what it would sound like if Sam and I did it. Hey, Sam, what about
role playing?
Hey, yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. We're on the same wavelength.
Who's in that kind of touch with each other? All
Jane
right, so
and
what,
her man.
Yeah, what happens? What are the roles that you play?
Well, it's all about, like, a fun, like, dominance thing. It's all about, like, if that's just the sexy part of it. It makes it kind of dirty and sexy. I'm sure Sam knows what I'm talking about. And it's like I don't know, we do like priest and parishioner, schoolgirl is a really good one, schoolgirl and teacher,
right.
Daddy, little girl.
Oh.
What's your cup size?
Yeah, see, that one, Daddy. Jane, do you call your man Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
And does he call you Baby?
No, not usually.
See, I used to do that.
You used to do that one? It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Wait, you did it with who?
My
Sam
ex.
Simon?
No, that's funny. That would be even funnier.
Who'd you do it with?
My ex.
And he made you call him Daddy?
Daddy. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is he older than you? 5 years? 10 years older?
10 years younger.
What?
He was trying to dominate me.
Oh,
clearly.
Bobo.
But I got into it every once in a while.
All right. So, Jane, you do it with the script or what? You just sort of improv?
No, it's more of an improv thing. It's definitely not a scripted acting session.
I want to know what you do for the priest and the parishioner.
Well, you know, I grew up Catholic, so.
Right.
That's always a hot button, and it's just kind of a, you know, forgive me, Father, for I've sinned, you know.
Ooh.
Is he wearing a priest outfit?
We haven't yet invested in that, but we're planning on it.
What kind of outfits you got?
Not much yet, but...
Do you ever dress up as a maid, Jane?
No, like a cleaning lady? You know, I've never done that one, but I know
that's a pretty
popular one. Is it fun?
Yeah, pretend that you're like a cleaning service, and you open the door to come into his apartment, and you don't really know each other, and, you know, let him show you around the apartment, and then start cleaning, and wear a little hot, sexy outfit, and then, you know, end up rolling around on the floor with him.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And the sex would probably be better before you do the toilets.
Ew!
Yeah, I don't think...
Get in there and scrub around. Get in there, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, you could have your girlfriend or your wife clean up the whole apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
under the guise of role playing.
Yes.
Hey, babe, why don't you dress up as a maid this night?
That's
you know?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And start in the bathroom.
All right, Jane, how old's your boyfriend?
He's 22.
Oh, okay. A little younger.
Younger man. That's right.
All right. What do you guys do? What do you do for a living?
Since we're talking about this, I'd really rather not say.
Ah, okay. All right, well, that sounds like you've got an exciting relationship going on there.
Yeah,
and we're going to give you a prize here for being so exciting. You like indoor football?
Sure, why not?
All right, well, there you go.
Girl after my own heart.
Yeah, hold on one second. We'll give you a 4-pack of tickets so you can bring 2 other role players.
Oh, nice.
All right.
To see the Los Angeles Avengers take on the Gladiators Saturday, the 19th at the Staples Center. It's nonstop fast-action football. Go to LAAvengers.com for all the latest arena football information. So we'll see you
out there. That's a fun date.
All right, hold on one second, Jane. There she goes.
Wow.
Let's talk to David in Long Beach on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Hey, Sammy.
Hey, what's up with you, man?
Hey, David.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to role playing.
She's got a pulse, and she's breathing, and 2 legs. It doesn't matter.
All right, I had a dumb
thing. I'll play anything.
Because he swore.
Girl gives it to me.
But he says, the line was, oh, yeah, we'll do role playing. I'll pretend like I care. All right.
But I'm bummed.
All right, let's talk to a guy named Kicker in SoCal. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right.
Fantastic. Well, I've got a girlfriend who is interested in being tied up.
Wow.
Nice.
And
you mean she's got a lot of things to do and she can't see you?
Say that again.
Never mind. All right. So have you done it?
No, not yet. I'm kind of curious as to what to use. I mean, I know there's stuff out there, but I'm new to the whole kinky.
Sammy will tell you. Sammy will lay that one on you.
So something that's not going to rip her skin off.
Oh wow!
You should also probably get her a pair of pliers or like wire cutters that she can hold on to, because if there's an earthquake, you're going to leave her there.
No, not me. I'll pick up the bed.
You're
going to
split, dude. All right, Sammy, what do you do? What kind of rope? You go to the marine shop?
I mean, go to the pleasure chest, and they have, like, tie-up rope that's sort of silk rope. But I have one better. Ties. I'm sure Kickers owns a tie, you know, like a men's tie that you tie around your neck.
A necktie, right?
Yeah. Those are great.
Tie her up.
Yeah.
Let her go.
The wrists, the ankles. You want to do the spread eagle?
Yeah. That sounds like you've done it before.
Many times.
How many times have you been tied up?
I've lost track.
Do you like tying up or being tied up?
I actually like to be submissive because I'm such a dominant personality.
So you like being tied up?
Any guy that can, you know, sort of tie me down.
Has this ever happened to you where a guy ties you up and
leaves me alone in the room? Yes.
No, but and he leaves and one of his buddies comes by?
Oh, my God, no. That's terrible. That would be a nightmare. But I think there's pornos like that.
I think that would be rape.
Yeah, I do
too.
All right.
We got to take ourselves a break. In the last hour, we're going to give out $40 worth of Super Lotto Plus coupons.
Oh, that's fun.
So if the economy is killing you, maybe you can win some lottery money, man.
Can I have a lottery ticket?
No.
Oh.
Just for listeners, baby.
Oh.
All right. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Phillips is with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.